Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship and spiritual life coach, Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart in order to emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. I'd like to welcome you guys in. This is my first solo episode in quite some time. We want to discuss a very important topic, a topic that we discuss regularly. Because, you know, many couples, they say, oh, you know, the romance in the relationship is gone and this and that and the other. And that's not really the case. Just as Darius Lovehall said in Love Jones, you know, when couples say that the romance is dead, what they're really saying is that they've exhausted the possibilities. You know, meaning they've just given up, because it's not dead. You can always bring it back, for lack of a better term. So it's not dead. So I'm just going to give 7 tips on how you can do that. And, you know, and it's important because, you know, as I've mentioned, we help people, you know, we help couples have more sex and better sex. That's part of the relationship equation. And romance leads to that. So, you know, these 7 tips that I'm about to give, you know, they will lend to both things. You know, the couple having a closer bond and having better sex and more sex. So let's get into it. Get into these 7 tips. The first thing is that you should have regular date nights. Now, many of these you've heard before. They're not new. You know, we're not inventing the wheel. You know, it's just that sometimes life, or we allow life to get in the way of what we know we should be doing in order to continue to enhance our connection with another person. We just let life get in the way. Now, it doesn't get in the way on its own. No, either one person or both people in a relationship allows life to get in the way. So one of the ways to remedy that is to schedule regular date nights so that you two can spend quality time with one another. You take time out of your busy schedule and you spend it with one another. And it's important that both of you enjoy yourselves on these dates. This is important. You're not talking about the kids. You're not talking about the bills. You're not talking about work.
You're talking about what is important regarding your connection with one another on these dates. That is essential as well. They don't have to be expensive. You can, some date nights, you can just stay in the house and cook together, make a meal together, and sit down and eat together. You can have someone, you know, watch the children if they are children in equation, and, you know, have them, you know, spend the night with them, and you two just spend a quality evening together. You cook a meal, you sit down and eat a meal, you know, you spend time together, you talk, and, you know, this leads to that, and that leads to this, and like that. But that's the first one. Have regular date nights. Number two, take turns planning surprises for one another. And notice the key word is surprises, meaning the other person doesn't know that it's coming. You know, again, you know, it doesn't have to be anything expensive or anything elaborate. You can just, you know, you can leave a love note, or you can buy somebody a card. Maybe one of you is a runner and, you know, their sneakers are starting to wear out, and the other person buys their partner a new pair of sneakers without them knowing about anything like that. You know, and you say, oh, well, you know, what's romantic about that? The surprise. It doesn't have to be flowers and candy and gold and silver and diamonds. It doesn't have to be that. It's just a gesture to let your partner know that you're thinking about them that they don't see coming. That's it. It's, and that falls into the romantic gesture category. It falls into it. It definitely falls into it. So that's the second one. Surprise one another. Now, I want to give you this quote, and I thought I saw this quote a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was really profound. So I just want to give you this quote, and it's by Dave Willis, and I want you to really contemplate on this quote and practice it as much as you possibly can. And this is a quote. Dave Willis says, fight less, cuddle more, demand less, serve more, text less, talk more, criticize less, compliment more, stress less, laugh more, worry less, pray more. With each new day, find new ways to love each other even more. This is a profound quote. If you practice this quote, it will be very beneficial in your relationship, which leads me to the next benefit, which is make time for cuddling. Make time for cuddling. Now, you may not think that this is a big deal. It is. It is. Closeness builds attraction. Closeness builds connection. Closeness builds chemistry. Closeness builds sexual tension. Make time to cuddle. It's important. That is the third one. The fourth one is express your love for one another regularly. Tell each other that you love each other on a regular basis. Sometimes the couples, you know, they've been together for 10, 15 years or something like that. They understand it, but then they lose the desire to let the other person know how much they are appreciated and loved in the union. And this should never stop. It should never stop. So that's the fourth one. Express your love regularly. Fifth, do things that you both enjoy together. It could be anything. Pottery, running, playing chess, pool, It doesn't matter what it is, as long as both of you enjoy it. Just do it together regularly. Yoga, you know, exercising, doesn't matter what it is. And there are things that both of you enjoy doing together because, you know, you're a couple. There are things that you like about each other that are similar. So you just find activities that you enjoy doing together and do them together. Number six, be each other's best friend. This is a matter of communication. This is about communication here. Because this is how you become friends. You talk about things that are intimate. You express, you demonstrate vulnerability with one another. And intimacy cannot be established and maintained without vulnerability. So this is, you have to become each other's best friend. And if you already are, you must continue in that vein. You can't stop doing that. You must continue to be each other's best friend. And the last one is to plan special getaways together. And again, you know, many times, you know, people think that these things have to be expensive. And they don't. You can, you know, plan a stay in a hotel for a weekend. You know, you go up, you know, go downtown or whatever, you know, or you call the hotel, say, look, you know, we're going to spend 3 nights on, you know, from the 5th to the 7th, you know, in such and such a month. You know, and you know, you're not even going, you're not even leaving town. You're just going downtown to, you know, a hotel of your liking, you know, and you're going to spend a weekend together at that hotel. You know, you eat there, you know, you have room there, you get like this, and maybe you go out during the day, you know, and, you know, go to a museum, do some things together, but you have a little mini getaway, you know, on a regular basis. It keeps the romance going. It keeps things alive. It keeps the romantic and sexual juices flowing. So these are the 7 tips that we wanted to get to give out. Again, it's a pleasure to be back on. I hope that you guys are enjoying the interviews that we've been coming with recently. If you want to see them in video form, we have all of them on the Heart Matters YouTube channel. You can find that in the link in my bio, Instagram, Facebook, you know, LinkedIn. You can find the link there, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. If you're looking for relationship or spiritual life coaching and resources, also visit the Linktree, because the Linktree has everything. It has a website and all of the things that we have available at the Heart Matters brand and Lewis Mars Coaching. Once again, the link tree is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. Please like the podcast and subscribe so that we can continue to grow and get this content to more people. Once again, I thank you guys for all of your support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS, and we will see you again soon.